Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DJ, very excited to have our next guest on, a staple and a big part of the KISW family. Please welcome back Bob Rivers.
Woo! Woo!
Look at this.
Oh, wow. These are incredible studios. I know. It's my first time seeing them. I know you're used to them by now.
Uh-huh.
This might be one of the best radio studio vistas and layouts. I mean, I'm into the architecture. Yeah. I know we have other stuff to talk about, but this is cool.
Well, you'll love the fact that they're not soundproof then.
Oh, well.
They forgot that part.
Rock and roll is meant to be heard.
Yes.
Yeah, you and I have been around in the business long enough to know that they never did studios like this that were so beautiful. Usually, the studios we were always put into in our careers were always falling apart. And, you know, and every once in a while you'd see a studio like this and you'd be like, oh, I'm so jealous of that person.
Yeah. I am now. This is really cool. And back in my day, the sales manager and the general manager would get the waterfront view.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they still do.
They do. Yeah, yeah. That's right.
We get the freeway. They get the water.
But the freeway is cool because those are your peeps. Hi, everybody.
Yeah, that's there's a nice way to look at it. Like, I think some of those folks might be listening to me. Probably not because it's me, but yeah.
Flash your headlights. Yeah. Stick your underwear out the window. So
oh, there you go. So, Bob, you're here. Well, first of all, you're always welcome here because I know some of the greatest times KISW has ever had is when Bob, Spike, and Joe are on the airwaves. So it's always good to have you back. But you are hosting a show, which, I mean, it's under, you know, under sad auspices, of course. But still, you are hosting a terrific show, what I understand.
Yes, this is the Alan White celebrating his life in music to benefit Why Hunger, which takes place this Sunday at the Paramount. STG's presenting it. Members of Pearl Jam, Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, them and Heart, and a whole bunch of other musical guests will be on stage celebrating his music. The Gigi calls it All Good People.
And that's his wife, of course. Anybody that knows music knows who Alan White was. But there are a lot of people who love music, and you know, you know about this. There's just people in your midst you have no idea that are living in your town, loving your area, that and you just don't know what you did all what. So Alan White is best known to a lot of people, you know, as the drummer for Yes. But he did so many amazing things in his career.
Well, I mean, to start with, John Lennon called him up and said, I'd like you to join the Plastic Ono band. And Alan thought it was Spike O'Neill impersonating John Lennon.
For real?
I would.
Not really. He didn't know Spike then.
But he thought it was
damn.
I would definitely. Look, if I got a call like that.
The timeline doesn't work out.
No, it doesn't work at all.
Damn it, Bob.
I still would think it was Spike O'Neill.
Alan,
like, he's fine.
Alan said, oh, cut it out and hung up on him. And then John Lennon called back, no, it's really me, John Lennon. And that's how he did that. He recorded with Eric Clapton, George Harrison, and John and Yoko. They did the Imagine album, Instant Karma, Imagine.
That's the part that I did not know until a couple of years ago when there was I think he posted a picture of the drum set. He's like, this is the drum set that was used on John Lennon's Imagine. I was like, wait a second. Like, all these years, I was today years old when I found out that he played the drums on one of the most iconic songs of all time, which is incredible.
And at that time, by the way, he was 19 years old.
Wow.
And so I asked him once after a show with a drummer friend of mine sitting next to me who was like in total awe. Mm-hmm. You know, and my phone rang and it said Alan White. He was like, you know him?
Yeah.
I mean, I was like, yes, he invited us to the hotel and we sat and talked. Anyway, I asked him, because this was after the special Above Us Only Sky came out. If you haven't seen that, I think it's on Netflix. It's an amazing trip back in time. He was asked, well, did you know back then when you were recording Imagine how amazing this was and what it was going to be? And he was like, I was just 19. I figured if I practiced hard, I'd get some good gigs. He didn't, you know, and yeah. He was just doing his job.
Isn't that something? You know, I'm reading The Storyteller by Dave Grohl, and he talks about moments like that where he's getting invited to, you know, Paul McCartney and Tom Petty. And he's just, again, yeah. It's like, what? Why do you want me? And the idea, I think at some point, did Alan, because I've met Alan a couple times, but you know, very, very great guy. Him and his wife, always, I mean, very, very pleasant people, very unassuming. Like, you know, here's what you knew. Boy, I love the way these guys dress. That was one thing I was impressed with. Just like dudes, I mean,
the whole thing,
yeah. But like a cool, you know, not trying too hard, but still looking like, okay, this person, you know, knows how to make me, and I always have appreciation for that. Very, very nice people. But of course, you really got to have a friendship with Alan. Did he get how good he was? Because so many great people that we've had an opportunity, you in your life, me in my life, interviewing folks, the real, real great ones literally look at you like, I don't think there's anything special about me, even though you go, I think they're really, I mean, because look at all the people that wanted you to be with them.
Well, you've described Alan brilliantly in that he was super humble. He was just among us, living in a neighborhood in, you know, in Bellevue, and super kind to everyone he met. So he came off not at all like a stuck-up rock star. It just wasn't in his nature. But there was a twinkle in his eye. And if you watch some amazing concerts, thank goodness for YouTube, you know, you can relive all these shows. If you watch an amazing show from, you know, 10 or 15 years ago when he was in his prime, and you just look at the look on his face when he's playing some of the most difficult music there is to play for a percussionist in the world, and he's got that twinkle in his eye, he's like, yeah, I'm kicking it. You know, he knows, but he was the kind of guy who would meet a Caspian Coberly, young guitar player here, when he was a kid, and nurture him. He would encourage every musician he and Gigi gave to every charitable organization, even founded.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The charity. This whole concert, by the way, is for Why Hunger on Sunday. All proceeds go to fight hunger. And so, yeah, he knew. He had that. He was, you know, inside, not overtly, but he was really proud of the fact, look, no one else could do what he did. When Yes called him to join the band when Bruford left, he had 3 days to learn the entire Close to the Edge show.
Wow.
It's not like it's like simple drumming.
No, that would be like telling you, I'm going to point a phaser to your head, you have to be fluent in Klingon in 3 days.
Yeah, that would be.
And
as much as
breaking down for BJ.
Yeah. And Bob knows, as we both do, as much as I love Star Trek, that still would be hard.
It would be hard. And you have to do it without a human accent.
Yeah. Exactly. That is.
He was brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant musically. But the real story is a sweet, great member of this community, Seattle.
You know. So, of course, Bob is talking about Rock and Roll Hall of Fame drummer Alan White, who recently passed, and they're having a show celebrating his great life this Sunday at the Paramount. Get your tickets at stgpresents.org. Again, all proceeds go to whyhunger.org. So it's a great cause, and members of Yes and other numerous rock legends will be performing at this show at the Paramount this coming Sunday.
And Bob, you mentioned how he's such a big part of just the local community. When he passed, there's so many great stories that people were sharing on Facebook from from guys like yourself and Spike and other like local musicians, and I thought all of them were in, just great. But one of my favorite stories was my buddy Matt. He plays in a band called Devils Hunt Me Down. And he shared this incredible story of a time that he met Alan White. And I found it on his Facebook page. He was at a mechanic getting his car worked, and then the mechanic was like, "Hey, how's your band doing going to Matt?" And Matt's like, "Oh, you know, we're doing whatever we're doing." And then Alan, he didn't realize who it was at the time, says, "Oh, what kind of band are you in?" Matt said, "I'm in a heavy prog rock band." Told him our name, and then Alan said, "Oh, that's great. I'm in a prog rock band too." To which Matt said, "Cool, what's your band called?" And he said, "I'm
yes,
in a band
no,
called
who's on first? What's it called?"
He responded and said, "I'm in a band called Yes." And my buddy Matt said, "And like the doofus I can so often be, I said, bro, that name is already taken." To which Alan laughed at me and said, "Yes, it's taken by my band. I'm Alan White. I'm the drummer from Yes."
Oh.
And then he ended up talking for a really long time. That's and he fantastic. Talked about how gracious and how down to earth and how awesome Alan was. But I was like, that's such a fun story of like, you're in a band, I'm in a band. What's your band called? Yes. Dude, that's already taken.
Yeah
by me.
Yeah. Amazing.
I love that attitude, you know, because that does describe Alan, where he's, you know, he's still that 19-year-old kid going, "Hey, you're doing this, so am I." That's just how he was. I mean, he was helping out, you know, Downtown Joe.
Yeah,
with
he taught
with,
Joe to play cowbell. I mean, yeah. He did not
I didn't
care.
Know, now that I didn't know, because
that's a very complicated instrument.
They seriously had cowbell lessons at his house.
I didn't know Joe was fluent in cowbell. Joe's been hiding that all these years.
You know, a cow is fluent in cowbell.
Okay,
you know, it's not really that. I mean,
yeah. Well, I just feel. Hey, listen, you're talking to a guy who's very uncoordinated. Okay. I think I probably couldn't do it.
Yeah, he taught Joe to play cowbell. One time, I was getting on stage. Oh, by the way, Mike DeRosier and Steve Fossen. Mm-hmm. And Roger Fisher will all be there. Matt Cameron will be there.
Wow.
And a host of other, maybe some surprises. Anyway, one time I was getting on stage with Heart by Heart, and I learned the parts and played with them. And Alan was there. It was a Music Cares benefit. And this is how playful he was. I'm about to go on stage, and I was always nervous. And he leaned into me, and he goes, "Let's see what you got." That would be like, I'm like, Beethoven is about to watch me play chopsticks. This is scary. I'm not sure how it's going to go. But it was just, he did that. If someone was a musician, mm-hmm. he would zoom in on them and encourage them and give them a moment to remember.
That's cool.
Mm.
That's really cool. That is really cool, because
that he's aware that would be a cool moment for that person. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, intentionally. Both Alan and Gigi decided at one point, Gigi and I talked about this, that they were going to be open to fans. No matter what, if a fan came up to them, they were going to give them a wonderful experience out of gratitude for everything they
that's
had.
It's interesting. Not a lot of people do that for whatever reason. You know, probably something deeply behavioral, you know, psychologically. But still, the idea that they were like having gratitude for the lives they had because of the fan, you don't see that a lot. You really don't see that a lot in the world of performing. And so that, because that's how they came off just in general. Even if even if you weren't a major fan, but even if you knew of them. But you know what? They were just pleasant. At the end of the day, when you have pleasant energy, it's probably just easy to go through life as opposed to, well, no, people like me. But, hey.
We got a lot to work on. I heard you don't like fun. So that's
just
fun.
Yeah, well, there is that. Yeah, you heard that, huh?
He doesn't want to be in our ukulele band.
Yeah, well, you know.
Bob, you play music. It can't be that hard to learn the ukulele. It's four strings, and it's tiny strings.
Give him a cowbell part, and if it can be ready.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Can Joe teach him?
Cowbell and ukulele. If you were looking to be offensive with the ukulele, add cowbell.
Oh, let's do
it. Take it to a new level.
Oh, that's,
you know,
yeah.
Let's
that's
do
what
it.
That's what you need to do to the lovely people that were asking to pay money to come see us, is just say you want to assault their ears that way.
Yeah, you get what you paid for. Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got Bob hanging around for the whole show. Don't forget, this Sunday at the Paramount, it's a great show celebrating the musical life of Rock and Roll Hall of Famer drummer Alan White. You can get your tickets at stgpresents.org. All proceeds going to Why Hunger. Members of Yes, lots of other rock legends could be showing up. This is going to be a heck of an event. Bob is hosting it, so please do what you can in order to support that. stgpresents.org.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.